Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of the Plan As You Go Business Plan, the created Business Plan Pro. Yeah, that guy. Exactly. I knew you'd be impressed. Tim's a longtime 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust. We've been enjoying his wisdom now for a long time. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the great times that you've given us. We've been talking about data. We heard about the dangers of being data-driven. How about that for alliteration, Tim? And then the second segment, we talked about balancing and I'm going to say instinct, entrepreneurial instinct, the humanity, I use that term. People don't buy data from most of us. They buy stuff. And so you make sure that if your data creates a product, that it's not ugly, that the dogs eat the dog food. Tim, what else do we need to know about data?
Let's just share the example that I caught just 2 days ago in my email. Somebody that emails me regularly said, "Dear customers, dear friends, please do me the favor of answering one simple question." And the question was adjectives that apply to me. He had a survey that then there was on no link, so you got this email, please answer this one simple question for me. You click the link, you go to us, it was SurveyMonkey, with one question, literally. You look at the page and you see one question, there's an open place to write adjectives down, and then done. And his open rate was, because I talked to him afterwards, I read that email and I thought, this is brilliant. There's somebody who understands that nobody wants to do a when they do a survey, they're probably not giving good answers,
right.
But you ask them just one question, and people will click and do it. And he said answers. What he asked them is, would you list five adjectives that apply to me, your impression of me? And he said 50% of that email opened it.
Wow.
And 60% of the people who opened the email went to the link and did it.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
That's over the top, response. Out of control response.
And the whole thing of that, the whole way it was done, is one question. And I think in this whole discussion of data, that's just a great example of what does work.
Mm-hmm.
You keep it simple, and you settle for not asking them the 30 questions. Ask them one, and you might get some information.
Yeah, we have a survey that we're putting on for a while now. That we're trying to put together, and we've gotten it down to 16 questions, and we could probably get it down to 10 or 12. But one thing about data, though, is you need to cross-reference data, right? And sometimes it needs to be amplified. You need to be able to take it a little bit. You need to know if I say no and you say no, Tim, then they, you know, maybe it's important to know, in this particular case, that you live on the West Coast and I live on the East Coast. So or if you said yes and I said no, then how many West Coast people said yes and how many said no? There is a reason for asking more than one question with the data sometimes. But I think your point is excellent in that don't ask questions unless you absolutely drop it through a gauntlet of why does this question have to be asked?
Absolutely. Every question, every additional question really hurts the likelihood of responses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the way people are.
Right. But we need to find a way, every small business owner needs to find a way to get information out of customers, whether you ask them directly, and I encourage you to do that, folks, whether you ask them for, you know, that this, how about, I think that's what you brought up is a great idea. What if once a month, you sent your customers who would let you home, if you sent them and said, would you please answer this question this month? And you asked them, and over a period of 6 months, a year, you got your 12 questions.
Yeah, well, but you do that with your weekly survey.
We do. We do. On a different topic.
You have just one question per survey, and I think that's well done. And there again, it's just one specific question. But over time, you're getting a picture of who
there's
you're
no
talking
question
to,
about
right?
it. There's no question yeah, about it. Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the great information on data. I really encourage small business owners to follow Tim's lead, folks, and don't let data drive your world, but don't do without it because it is valuable. Tim, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Always.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.